There was a big bus driving around Boston today. It was kind of an orange bus. If you were downtown by the State House or City Hall or, I guess, over in Harvard Square, very difficult to miss this bus. It was called the Free Speech Bus. On the line with me now is one of the spokeswoman for the group, Lucy Diavolo. Lucy, welcome to Nightside. How are you tonight?
I'm good. Thanks, Dan. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Are you on a speakerphone, perchance? Because it sounds a little echoey at this point.
Oh, I am. Should I take myself off of that?
If you could, it would improve the quality so that people could hear you more clearly. Okay. This bus...
is that better, Dan?
Much better. Yep. It is painted orange and carries the message, "It's biology. Boys are boys and always will be. Girls are girls and always will be. You can't change sex." Lucy, this bus arrived amidst some controversy today. As I'm sure you know, it's a start of a tour. I guess you and your group are taking this bus to several cities here in the Northeast Corridor, New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Washington. I think it's on your agenda. What's the purpose of this?
Well, I think we've got two purposes, to put it pretty simply. In the first, now that... things like bathrooms are becoming a states' rights issue due to proclamations from our current administration and the fact that the Supreme Court has refused to hear the Gavin Grimm case, we think there's a real opportunity to influence state legislatures to really kind of adopt the policies that are going to help and keep transgender people out of our society.
Wait, let me, I don't want to miss that. You're going to do what to transgender people?
Well, I think it's pretty clear that we want to try and erase them as best we can.
Let me ask you this. When you say erase them or keep them out of our society, I do understand the argument in terms of access to bathrooms, and there's an argument about that. But what do you mean by keep them or erase them? That's language that I think a lot of people would be offended by.
Well, I think, you know, if you look at the history of it, transgender people have been around for hundreds of years, you know, if not longer than that, and across a number of cultures around the world. You know, you've got the Two-Spirit people in the Native American cultures, the Hijra, which are transgender people in India. I mean, there was even a Roman emperor that offered up almost half of the empire if anyone could turn him into a woman. So, you know, we don't really know about that stuff because it's been intentionally erased or unintentionally erased.
So therefore, it sounds to me like you're making the argument that transgender rights organizations have made, that transgender people exist. They're in our society. And when you use a phrase like to erase transgender people, I'm still trying to understand what you meant by that.
Well, I think we just want to get back to where it's not a part of the conversation, because that's really the easiest way to disenfranchise this, like, very vulnerable and marginalized community.
I thought you were the bus is a free speech bus, and I'm just having a little difficulty reconciling. The name of the bus is Free Speech Bus. You came into Boston today, obviously, looking for some attention. You got a lot of attention. Some of it was negative. I guess that some people were upset at that. You have your First Amendment rights, but you're trying to marginalize them and get them out of the conversation. That doesn't seem to be very consistent with a bus that proclaims free speech. What am I missing?
Well, I think it's that the free speech notion is really just an attempt by us to provide a groundwork for lawmakers to see that a larger First Amendment grounds for denying rights to this community is possible. You know, the religious freedom defense is being invoked a lot right now, and I think that we can expand that to secular people.
But again, I keep coming back to the comment which troubles me, and I'm giving you a couple of chances to amend it. Sounds to me like you don't want to amend it, that you want to erase. I think the word you used was erase these people from our society. And since they've been around this long, and I had a transgender guest here in my studio a week and a half ago, did you misstate when you used the word erase? Do you want to amend that?
Well, you know, it's tough because I think there's more than just that to our purpose. you know, really a lot of what we're trying to do right now, too, is to just raise money for our organization.
Right. Okay. But let me come back to the word erase, because your words do have meanings, and you obviously are comfortable with that word. Seems to me that the word erase, a synonym for erase, would be to eliminate. And when I think about erase, eliminate, I think about some horrific things that that were done during the last century and have been done, frankly, in this century in different parts around the world, where whole groups of people have suffered greatly, whether we're talking about what happened during the Holocaust or what is happening in South Sudan, what's happened with the Hutus in Africa, what was happening in Bosnia. You really want to stick with that word erase?
Let me try and walk you through this, Dan. Because I know that semantics can be a big issue, but
it's language. Is what is language? When you say you're going to erase a group of people, if you said, "Gee, we disagree with them, and we disagree with their position on this, or we disagree with their position on that," then that's a free speech issue. But you don't erase people in the name of free speech. I don't. It just seems to me to be inherently inconsistent.
I think that maybe is something we'll have to take under consideration in the future, Dad, because, you know, for us, it's all right there on the side of the bus. We don't mention transgender people anywhere because we don't want to legitimize them. You know, it's in our interest to kind of promote the worldview that we have.
You can promote you can promote any view you want. And we here in Boston, we love the First Amendment. And I might disagree with you, but I would protect your rights to express yourself. But when you start using words like erase a group of people, and I've given you now 5 or 6 chances to say, "Gee, I may have misspoken on that," doesn't sound to me like you want to back off that verb, erase.
No, I don't think that I do, Dan. You know, maybe my bosses.
So then, how would you erase people? Why don't you explain to me how you would erase people? Would you?
Well, certainly.
Would you kill people?
Oh, we don't really need to take direct action. I think that the fact that there's an epidemic of murder against the trans community already is indication that...
You know what, I'll tell you, Lucy, the conversation's going in a direction that I'm not comfortable with. And if you're going to, in any way, shape, or form, advocate violence, you're not welcome in Boston and you're not welcome on this program. So I appreciate the call. We're going to end it right there. Thanks very much. I gave that person as an opportunity... that's appalling. That is appalling. And I want to commend Mayor Marty Walsh today for what he did in raising a transgender flag at City Hall in response to this. I gave that spokeswoman for this group, whoever the hell they are, every opportunity. And when I pressed her on the issue, the verb erase, clearly, and gave her a synonym, eliminate, it was pretty clear to me where she was looking to go. And when I asked her, "Are you talking about erasing people?" And she talked about, "Well, transgender people are being murdered already." Yeah, maybe there are some deranged people out there who would see a bus like this and act upon that impulse. I don't terminate many guests, but I made an exception for her. If you agree, great. If you disagree, fine as well.